Hi, I'm Tiffany Roten, and this is Happy Young Adults, Episode 31, Finding Your Passion in Life. Welcome to Happy Young Adults. I'm Tiffany Roten, owner of Direct Your Life Coaching. I'm a huge fan of young adults, a mom of five, four of which are young adults, a lover of everything outdoors, and a certified life coach. I'm here to give you tools to feel better, to find more confidence, to feel less stress in your life, and to look to your future with confidence and excitement. Let me help you learn to become a happy young adult. Hi, gang. How's life treating you? Okay, I'm so excited. I can barely stand it. Do you want to know why? Well, I have a new program coming out next year, which is like in 2 weeks. January 16th, 2024. It's called Figure Out Your Life in 8 Weeks. I have been working on this program for over a year, and I am so excited to finally have it out and ready to go. It's going to be an awesome program. It's more of a group program where more people can have access, more people can afford it, where you're getting help from a certified life coach, and where you're figuring out your life. I mean, it's just a great combination. It's going to be awesome. And if you want more information about this, you can go to my website, directyourlifecoaching.com, and go to the tab New Program, and that will give you more information and also give you a free consult call if you're interested. I can tell you more about it. So pretty cool. Okay, well, on with our episode about finding passion. Now, this past week, I met with a client who was trying to decide what to study or what to do in his life for work. Now, I see this as a challenge for a lot of young adults, and everyone tells me that they want to find their quote passion. And so I thought this would be a really great episode where we could talk about this on the podcast today and kind of dive into this a little bit more and see what we're really after. So, first of all, I want to define, what is passion? Is it a drive? Is it something that gets you excited? Well, I asked Google, and Google said that it's a strong outburst of emotion, barely controllable. That's interesting, right? An intense desire or enthusiasm for something. So I'm going to go with that last one, an intense desire or enthusiasm for something. So what things in your life do you have a lot of enthusiasm or desire for? Now, I'm sure some of you probably are like, I have no idea. But I want you to open up your mind and think for a minute. All of us are very different. And so some of us are, you know, really easygoing. We're kind of good with a movie and popcorn. And for some people, like, you have to go skydiving in order to feel this drive and this passion. So I want you to see that passion for each person is really individual. And it's sort of, you know, how we feel, our personality. There's lots of things that go into this, as well as our thoughts, which is something I always talk about on this podcast. So I had to decide, is passion a thought? Is it a feeling? What is it? If passion is a feeling, then what things would cause us to feel that intense emotion and that passion? Good question, right? Well, if I look at myself and my own life, there are things that I'm passionate about. I could honestly say I'm passionate about. But every day in my life, I don't always experience that at every moment, which then makes me wonder, do I create this passion? Do we create this passion? Is passion created from our thinking? And I'm going to propose to you that it is. So I was thinking about something that I'm really passionate about. I'm like, what are my passions? And funny enough, you came up. Yes, you, those of you who are listening, some of you who are my clients, and some of you that are not. I am really passionate about helping young adults feel better. and about finding confidence in yourselves and in your life. What creates this passion that I have? Well, I tell my husband this all the time, but after I get done coaching clients, usually a couple, two or three in a row, I feel like I'm on this high. And it feels really good to watch someone who comes to me, they're struggling, they're discouraged. And an hour later, after I've talked to them for a bit, they feel better. Life generally doesn't look so bad, so hard. Things seem to just be a little calmer. And so watching my clients, I think to myself, man, I love what I do. This makes a difference in people's lives. They feel better when they talk to me and I give them the tools that I have. And in my mind, helping people is what creates this feeling of passion, this thought that I am helping someone. And this strong emotion literally drives what I do. It drives my desires and my passions. I have an intense desire to help people, partly because I've been where so many of you young adults are. I know what it feels like to be stuck and unhappy and not know what to do with my life. So if I can share what I've learned and in turn help you, and then you're happier, what is better than that? Now, can you see how though all of those thoughts that I have about this from my thinking, can you see why I'm so passionate about my job? So where and how did I even discover this passion? Well, I'll share with you my road, which is kind of the same road that I'm going to recommend to you that you take to find your passion. So first of all, we have to figure out who we are independent of what we do. Now I'm going to give you some examples. So when I ask people to tell me about themselves, usually on our first call, I hear a lot of things like, well, I'm a student at blank university. I'm a mechanic. I'm a sales consultant. I'm a daughter. I'm a 26-year-old and I'm single. I am from blank. So that is telling me about the outer part of you, things that you do, the titles that you have. But is that really who you are? So then I ask them, well, like, what are some of the qualities and the gifts you have? And usually it's hard for most people to come up with this, but eventually I get to something like, well, I'm really hardworking. I'm kind. I'm a good friend. I'm driven. I'm caring, I'm dependable, those kind of things. Now, I want you to see that's actually who they are. These titles that we think we are, that's just a title. But who we are is more of the qualities that make up us. I also think who we are comes down a lot to the ability to create the life we want. To be able to choose, our potential is part of who we are. All of those things create that. So I want to give you an example that might help illustrate this. So let's take a person, for instance, who trains to be an Olympic athlete. So if you ask them, they'd probably describe themselves as an Olympic athlete. But is that who they really are? Well, if that's what they believe their identity to be, then when they get hurt or their career ends or they suddenly have an identity crisis, they don't know who they are because they thought that is who they are. That's who they've always been. That's what they've trained. That's what they put their time and their energy in to. But now let's figure out the qualities that make up this person who's training to be an Olympic athlete. Well, probably more than likely, they're very driven. They're focused. They're very committed, hardworking. They can do hard things. They can push themselves to the limits, right? Now, these qualities is who they are, and it's what they have worked for and probably somewhere inherently possess some of these qualities. And so no matter whether they're an Olympian or a CEO or a dad or a mom or a husband or a neighbor, these qualities are what create part of who they are. And so they can take all these qualities and they transfer them to whatever they do. So if a person possesses these qualities and sees themselves in this way, then they will be successful in all the different roles as dad and CEO or neighbor or friend or whatever that is. They'll be successful in these different roles because of the qualities of what make up who they are. We often think success is by choosing the right major or the right job or a right relationship, but the success doesn't come from the major or the job or the relationship. The success not only comes from what we think about these things, but it comes from the qualities and the gifts that you have and the work and all the things that you put into it. So let's take a person who's driven and caring and committed and hardworking and can push themselves. Regardless of what major they choose, they're likely to find success because of the qualities they have. Because when you're good at something and you enjoy it, you can't help but be rather successful at it. So take these qualities. You would make a great doctor, a great teacher, a great trainer, business person, dad, leader, whatever, not because of the title, but because of the qualities. Does that make sense? So there's this book that I bought many years ago as I was trying to discover myself, but it's called Strength Finders. And there is a test that you take in the book to help you find your strengths. The theory of this book is that when you know what your strengths are, then you can do the things that showcase your strengths instead of finding all of your weaknesses and trying to improve upon those. So when I took this test, I found that my strengths included things like I'm caring, I'm kind, I love helping people, I really want to make a difference in the world, I'm organized, I'm dependable. And these are my qualities, by the way. It was dead on. Ironically, you have to look and be like, isn't that interesting what I've done in my life? I graduated from college in teaching, in being a school teacher. And I loved that. I helped people. I felt like I was making a difference. And I took these qualities of caring and loving people into this job. Well, then I did that for a period of time. And then I decided there was a period of life when I was going to not do that. And I was just going to be home being a mother and raising kids. And of course, I volunteered at the schools and my kids' schools and at my church. And I did lots of things to, again, use these same qualities to raise children and do the things I was doing. Then later, I started subbing back when I didn't want to teach full time. I just started subbing some school classes after years of raising kids. And then eventually, I came onto life coaching. And again, this was a career that I could use with the qualities that I had. I feel like I make a difference here. Like it impacts people. I can love people. I can care. I can do all the things that are part of who I am and the qualities I have. So do you see a theme in all of this? I use my strengths. I love helping people. Not only is that a strength that I identified, but I also feel passion when I do this. And my joy comes in helping people when I'm good at it. So I feel a lot of passion and fulfillment in what I do. So first of all, you've got to figure out what the qualities, the gifts, and the strengths are that you have. Now, number two, I want you to make a list of the top five things that are most important to you in your life. Why would we want to do this? Well, unless you identify what your priorities in your life are, not only what's important to you, but who do you want to become in your life? You really can't truly figure that out and what you're passionate about until you figure out what's important to you. Sometimes I meet with clients who are not in alignment this way. So I've seen people who work much of their lives trying to get money, and that seems to be a big focus, but they feel very unfulfilled in what they're doing. And often it's because they choose the job that will make them money, but it's not necessarily what is important to them or what they feel passionate about, and they burn out. And they really struggle to feel passion. I've watched people who really want to make a difference, but they feel tied to this money thing. Once they realize this, I've seen people step away from corporate careers and lots of money to go teach school or to work for a nonprofit. And they're happier because they're aligning themselves with what is truly important to them and what drives them. I have seen more than a dozen young adults graduate in majors that someone told them they would be good at maybe their mom and dad wanted them to do, maybe their friends, whatever, only to feel really drained and really unhappy by what they studied. It's only when they get in alignment with what's really important to them and using the qualities and gifts and talents they have that they really start to find passion and happiness. I have seen people step away from really successful careers because they realize that money isn't all that it's about, that oftentimes it's about passion. It's about loving what you do. Now, the third thing I would suggest to you that you do to find your passion is to identify what things really bring you joy, excitement, drive, enthusiasm, motivation. Identify what that thing is that's making you feel that way. So when I was younger, I loved to downhill ski. I live in the Rocky Mountains and the snow is epic here. And I'm only about 30 minutes from four different ski resorts. So being a part of a family who loved to ski and me learning as a young child, I had a passion for skiing. Why? Well, when I think about it, and remember, it's a lot about our thoughts. What were my thoughts about skiing? I loved being in nature. I loved exercising my body. I liked speed. I liked the freedom skis gave me where I could go anywhere on the mountain I wanted. I always went with friends, so I enjoyed the social part of it. And when I got better at it, it made me feel really successful and skilled. And so it built my self-esteem to feel like I was good at things. And so I can see that that passion came from not the actual skiing itself, although it did, but it was from how it made me feel. And I learned something about myself. I love to feel freedom, beauty, speed, success. These are things that motivate me, that give me drive, and other people. And so I identified what things I felt passion for from the thoughts that I had that made me feel passionate. Does that make sense? Okay, here's another example. I talked to a client who was trying to decide on a major. Now, he was super good at numbers, math, stats, etc., and his dad suggested that he study stats in college. But when I asked him about how he felt about stats as his job, statistics, he said it was boring and it didn't make him feel anything. And he'd actually graduated and gone out in this career. No passion, no excitement, no drive in this. So then I asked him about what he enjoyed and he said he loved photography. But in his mind, he had the idea that you can't be successful as a photographer and you can't make money at it. Well, that's just a thought. And so when I asked him how photography felt, he lit up. I'm like, why do you feel passionate about photography? He told me about all the beautiful landscapes that he liked to photograph. He loved to do pictures of friends and family. He loved how it brought him joy. And so I asked him, why don't you do that? And he said, well, I can't make any money at it. And I said, well, who says? Is it possible that if you're doing what you really love, that you're going to more likely be successful at it and that you will find a way to make money at it? And that was really something he'd never considered. I know this guy, you guys. I wish I could like show you a picture of this guy. He's probably like 40 years old now. He loves music. I mean, he cannot live without music to the point that it's actually hysterical. He loves to dance. He loves the rhythm. Sometimes he even looks a little goofy, but he doesn't care. He just loves the beat. He loves to blast it. He knows all the latest artists, the hits, the different genres, etc. And I don't really know what he originally set out to do in life to provide for his family. I think he's got three kids or so. But he has this passion for music. And so he decided to go for it. He started just DJing for weddings and events and side hustles and all kinds of things like that, just to make a little bit of extra money. I don't know what he was doing to support his family, but this was something he just started doing on the side because he was passionate about it. But when people saw how good he was at it and how much fun he had as a DJ, like seriously, I love to watch him DJ because he dances behind his little booth. And he's like rocking out back there and he is having the absolute time of his life every time he goes to work. And it just makes me smile. We saw him recently at a wedding and I just said to my husband, I'm like, I just love that this guy loves what he does so much. He brought fun and joy to this whole wedding because he's so enthusiastic about it and to these parties that he does. And guess what, you guys? He is booked solid. I asked him, I'm like, so, you know, do you have a lot of availability? And he's like, no, I am completely booked solid for 3 months. I don't have a single opening anywhere. Solid booked, you guys. And now he's fulfilling this passion of his. He's got this full-time gig. He makes really good money. He loves what he's doing. Now, if someone would have told me that you can make money as a DJ, I'd have probably laughed. I've been like, you can't do that. But guess what? He did. And now this guy is known all over the state in which I live because he's so good at it and he loves what he does. So those are just a few examples. But just because we're passionate about something doesn't mean that there won't be times that we get tired or burned out with it, right? I love my job as a life coach. It is my passion. It fills me. It brings me joy and enthusiasm. But there are still days that I wake up and I just don't feel like it. I'm kind of off. I'm tired. I'm run down. I'm exhausted. But that doesn't mean I've lost my passion. It just means that I might need a break. I need maybe some time to myself to rest or relax. And then when I do that, that passion comes back and I reaffirm again and again why I do it. I can also change up how I do it or what kind of things I do to keep it moving forward and keep things exciting. Like this new program I'm doing in January, I'm super excited about it. It's something new that I'm working at. And it's been so much fun finding, you know, something else that I can help with young adults. So it's fun finding something in life that you love and you enjoy and you feel passionate about. And so it's pretty easy for me to make money at it because I find joy in it and it brings me excitement and joy. So I just want to review again the three things we've talked about. Number one, you got to figure out who you are in regards to your gifts, your strengths, your talents, your qualities. Two, find out what are the top most important things in your life so that you can align yourself with those things. And then three, find out what brings you joy. What is it about that makes you feel something, makes you feel alive and driven and energized? With some creativity, I think we can do that. So I hope that this helps you in some way to discover some things about yourself. We create the life we want, whether you believe it or not. If you think you can be successful, whatever success means to you, you can use the strengths and qualities you have been given that you've worked for, and you can be successful at anything you want. You can think your way into success. I'm always so excited when I hear stories of people who followed their passion and they're doing something with it and they're happy and they're enjoying their life. And there's a world filled with products that would show us that Henry Ford was passionate about cars. Look at all of us that enjoy that. Steve Jobs was passionate about technology. Most of us carry a device in our hand every day. Michael Jordan was passionate about basketball. It was so fun to watch him play. And they made a go of those passions. And I guarantee that a lot of their success came from being passionate, thinking passionate things about it, finding their strengths, capitalizing on those strengths, and not being afraid to just take some risks. So let's go and figure out what our passion is and bless the world with what we have to offer and what we have to give. If you're struggling to do that, I want you to get in touch with me. I would love to help you with this. This is one of many of the topics that we are going to be discussing in my new 8-week program called Figure Out Your Life in 8 Weeks, starting January 16th, 2024. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be a more of a group type setting. Of course, if you want to remain anonymous, that you'll be able to do that, but it's going to be a really fun thing. And I think when we come together and we realize that a lot of us struggle with this, it makes us not feel so alone in our life. So I'm really excited. If you want more details about it, go to my website. It's called directyourlifecoaching.com. Go to the tab that says new program. It'll put you on my schedule to just have a free 30-minute consult call with me to get more details about the program. I can tell you all about it and the costs and everything. So if you're interested, go there and figure it out. And if you're not, it's okay. Well, folks, I hope you have a wonderful, amazing week. Love to all of you. I hope there's been something here today that's been beneficial. Until next time, see you later. Bye. Are you in need of a life coach? Everyone needs someone to talk to. Someone who doesn't judge you. Someone who is safe and listens to understand. What if that someone was me? If you want to find confidence and a new way to look at your life, come, let me help you. go to directyourlifecoaching.com. But just a warning, you will never be the same again.